Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
In theory, our system of government is made up of three co-equal branches, the executive, the legislative, and the judicial. I say in theory because the judicial branch at both the state and federal levels routinely runs roughshod over the other two branches. In theory, we have three co-equal branches, but in practice, the judicial branch sees itself as a little more equal than the other two. For the past 3 months, federal judges have been usurping the power of the presidency in matters that are clearly within the president's purview. Is the president always right? No, and when he usurps the powers reserved to Congress, or, as in the case of birthright citizenship, attempts to unilaterally amend the U.S. Constitution by decree, the court should provide a check on those actions. However, the courts have in many cases gone too far, and Congress and the president are rightfully pushing back. One of the most activist courts is the D.C. District Court, and a recent article in the Federalist exposed the fact that a third of the judges on the D.C. District Court were not born in the United States and had no prior judicial experience when appointed. Also, not surprisingly, they were all appointed by either President Obama or President Biden. Fortunately, Congress and the President have had enough. The President on Monday flat refused to give D.C. District Chief Judge James Bosberg any more information on the deportation of members of the Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua, and yesterday, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson threatened to defund and disband the D.C. District Court entirely, a move that is entirely within the powers of the U.S. Congress. The action seems extreme, but as Speaker Johnson said, desperate times call for desperate measures. Unfortunately, the same can be said for the courts right here in Montana, especially the Montana Supreme Court. For years, our Supreme Court, arguably one of the most activist and overturned courts in the nation, has done its best to block nearly every significant piece of conservative legislation enacted by the legislature and the governor, even recently going so far as to declare that children as young as 12 have complete procreative autonomy, meaning kids in middle school get to make sexual decisions for themselves regardless of their parents' input. Just as at the federal level, the Montana legislature is pushing back hard, and today, in House Judiciary, will testify again in support of Senate Bill 42, a bill to force judicial candidates to declare a party affiliation when they run. It's the quickest and simplest route to true judicial reform. If we're honest with ourselves, we have to admit that we know little to nothing about the judicial candidates when we step into the voting booth. In reality, it's a crapshoot. Those opposed to the bill say it will introduce partisanship into the courts, but the truth is, they're already partisan. Our current system simply allows left-leaning liberal judges to hide behind a facade of nonpartisanship. This system works well in other states, and it would work here too. We're coming down to the wire, and if we don't get some kind of significant judicial reform, this legislative session will have been all for naught. Left-leaning groups like Planned Parenthood and the ACLU will file lawsuits the day after the legislature adjourns, and with the help of liberal judges, will overturn every significant piece of legislation passed by conservatives this session. Senate Bill 42 has already passed the Senate, but faces strong headwinds by a small group of moderate Republicans in the House. Will it eventually pass? Only time will tell, but we're doing everything in our power to see that it does. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.